Trump DHS asks Kim Kardashian which convicted child molesters, murderers, and rapists would you like to stay in America? By Warner Todd Houston on June 12, 2025. The Department of Homeland Security fired back at reality TV star Kim Kardashian, who took a hammer to ICE deportations on Tuesday, accusing ICE of ripping people from their families. The ill-informed celebrity, who is mostly just famous for being famous, urged her fans to protest against Immigration and Customs Enforcement for daring to enforce federal immigration laws, saying, "When we witness innocent, hard-working people being ripped from their families in inhumane ways, we have to speak up." Now, DHS is firing back at the TV show star and pointing out that they are not ripping hard-working people from their families, but are instead apprehending and deporting hardened criminals. Assistant Homeland Security Secretary Tricia McLaughlin, for instance, took to her ex account to reply to the reality show star and pointed out a number of criminals that ICE is deporting. At Kim Kardashian, which one of these convicted child molesters, murderers, drug traffickers and rapists would you like to stay in the county? McLaughlin wrote in her ex post on Wednesday. At Kim Kardashian, which one of these convicted child molesters, murderers, drug traffickers and rapists would you like to stay in the county? These are just a few of the convicted illegal criminals who have been picked up in the last 72 hours. pic.twitter.com/vapnw. Tricia McLaughlin, at Tricia Ohio, June 11, 2025. McLaughlin posted photos of four criminals ICE has apprehended in the Los Angeles area as the protests driven by misinformed advocates such as Kardashian continue to roil the city. McLaughlin also included a summary of the crimes committed by the four men she highlighted. "These are just a few of the convicted illegal criminals who have been picked up in the last 72 hours," McLaughlin said. DHS officials have repeatedly said that they are focusing on illegal aliens who already have deportation orders filed against them and are not simply wandering around U.S. cities and snapping up anyone they see. Early in June, for instance, ICE revealed that it had apprehended 142 criminal illegals and deported them back to Mexico after they were apprehended in operations around the Houston metro area. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.